You're listening to the Just Go Bike Podcast. We're all about the culture of bicycling just for the fun of it. Your hosts, Kathy Murphy from the Morphology Podcast and Andrea Parrott from Parrott Talk, are joined by a wide variety of guests each week that delve into the social side of cycling. With tales from Ragbri Nation, come for the bikes, stay for the fun, and leave with a smile. And now, here are your hosts, Murph.
Hey, that's me.
And AP.
And that's me.
Well, Matt Phippen, welcome back, Executive Director of Ragbri. Are you ready to talk towns again?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Always ready to talk Ragbri 51 towns.
Okay, let's see. Where were we? So day four, winner set to Knoxville, 75 miles and 3,041 feet of climb.
Yeah, so you have day one and day two kind of mirror each other. They're easier days, you know, lower elevations. Day three and day four are very similar too. You know, for day three, we had seven towns we passed through. Day four, we have six towns. So again, a lot of towns to hit along the way. But, you know, the good news is the stretches are going to be very similar. So like I said, in previous, you know, days, you can chunk those days too. But we will leave Winterset that morning, travel 13.8 miles to St. Charles, 587 feet of climb with a max grade of 6.8%. So we have some hills. Definitely the day before, your legs are going to be feeling it, and you're definitely going to know that next day when you ride that you just rode a lot of hills the day before.
We don't want to make it too easy for you.
No.
I mean, come on. St. Charles is named after St. Charles, Missouri, but we like this one. And they have become popular over the most recent years because they're home to the Hinterland Music Festival.
Yes, it's a cool spot when you drive by. You never really realize how big it is until
mm-hmm.
you see it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll leave St. Charles, an easy stretch into St. Mary's, 5 miles, 188 feet of climb, max grade is 2.9%. So that 5 miles will be pancake flat again, giving your legs a little bit of a break.
And then we headed into St. Mary's, and St. Mary's, just word to the wise, it's not apostrophe S. It's just
yes.
Mary S.
Yes.
Yep.
I believe their last population census put them at 108 people.
Wow. Cool. And it will be our first time in St. Mary's, so whoop it up there. We stopped at St. Mary's Bar and Grill, and they're pretty fun over there.
That's right.
Yep.
So leave St. Mary's. This will be a little bit longer stretch. 13.2 miles, 545 feet of climb. Max grade is 3.8%, so nothing, not too terrible to get us into our meeting town of Indianola.
Those of us who rode with us in 2019 will remember Indianola. It's a pretty cool town.
The National Balloon Museum is located in Indianola.
Ooh.
And they host what's called the National Balloon Classic, which I have not seen yet in my lifetime, but would love to at some point.
It's pretty epic. Indianola is also home to Ragbri famous Clarence Pickard, who was famous for being an old guy riding a really clunker of a bike across Iowa in like full long sleeves and pants and a pith helmet.
And we have an episode about him.
So we'll
put that in the show notes.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, you know, Indianola will be our meeting town. I think Indianola and, you know, Greenfield the previous day are going to get a lot of action, you know, whether you're getting dropped off in Indianola or you're riding to Indianola and getting picked up because of the hills, because of the, you know, the mileage. So I think we're going to, you know, have to get creative with how we're parking vehicles there, because I think you're going to have more vehicles in those two communities. But we'll leave Indianola after having lunch, 11.8 miles, and we'll travel to Milo, 457 feet of elevation gain, max grade of 6.1%, but they're going to have some beef sticks waiting for you in Milo.
That's
the beef
right.
Sticks.
I was going to say there is a really, really cool meat locker there. And if meat is not your thing, they have self-serve ice cream.
And we did serve ourselves and it was great.
Yes, we did.
They also have a really cool roundabout gazebo that you drive through as you pass through Main Street, Milo.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So leaving Milo, 9.2 miles into Lacona, 363 feet of climb, max grade at 6%, but another, you know, 10-mile stretch to get you in.
Yeah, Lacona seemed pretty fun. They have a Lacona Park, they have a bar and grill, and they have a log cabin.
Very cool. Leaving Lacona, 8.8 miles, 487 feet of climb, max grade on this stretch is 6.3% to get you into two communities in one, Melcher Dallas.
And they merged into one in 1986, so not actually that long ago in the grand scheme of things, because a lot of these towns we're talking about started in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
So my favorite fun fact about Melcher Dallas is that they have a bar called Hootie's MD, and I just get a kick out of thinking about a doctor named Hootie. So
This will be that one stretch too. We're kind of looking at how we get in, how we get out, because there's only one way to really get in besides taking gravel roads out. And we know how much you guys do not like gravel roads. So there's a good chance there will be head-to-head bike traffic coming in and coming out of Melcher Dallas that day. So leaving that community, one last stretch of 13.2 miles, 606 feet of climb, max grade of 6.1%. Again, you're going to have one big hill kind of at the end to get you into Knoxville.
Into Knoxville. And their theme is racing into Knoxville. And they just announced their entertainment, Ragbri favorites, Hairball.
Yeah. And when we were there yesterday, AP and I found out, or maybe you already knew this, but Knoxville is the birthplace of the Iowa flag.
Yes, the Iowa flag designer, Dixie Gebhardt. So that's pretty cool. They're also the sprint car capital of the world and the Knoxville Raceway, hence their theme. Hmm.
Yeah, they got, obviously we are a ride, not a race, but that's the whole, that track is so cool to see. So we'll have to go check that out.
Cool.
Yeah, let's roll into Thursday.
Okay, day five, Knoxville to Ottumwa, 62.9 miles and 2,502 feet of climb. And typically, AP, you and I talk about this day, like this is the day when you've been riding all week that like you've got your power legs. Like, and this year will be definite because you've done a lot of climbing already.
Yep.
Yeah, by this day, you've already, ridden about 240 miles. You climbed almost 12,000 feet of climb.
Wow,
so your legs are starting to get in shape if you weren't already in shape. But this day is a nice day because it's a little bit easier. 62.9 miles. Elevation isn't terrible. 2,500 feet of climb. But we'll leave Knoxville that morning. We have a 9-mile stretch into Attica. 446 feet of elevation gain in this stretch with a 7.6% incline. Max grade. So you'll have one big hill that you'll have to conquer. But Attica will be there waiting for you.
You get to conquer.
That's right.
Yeah. And I want to say Thursday is I Ride 4 Day, which is when you ride to support your favorite charity, our cause. So it's a special day. We partner with GoFundMe for that and help set up different fundraisers for riders to try to raise some money for some good causes. Attica, our first town, is near the Hammond Covered Bridge. So we're still in Covered Bridges country, which is neat.
Yeah, so leaving Attica, we're going to travel 10 miles, 534 feet of gain, max grade is 6.6 to Lovia.
Lovia, we haven't been there since the year 2000, Y2K.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it'll be fun to be back. Again, I was riding this while I was in high school in Lovia.
Nice. So leaving that community, a 9.4-mile stretch, 218 feet of climb, so a very flat stretch to Albia. Max grade is 1.8, but Albia will be the meeting town for everyone.
Albia is known for its Victorian architecture and historic square, so get ready for some photo ops there. And they also have an aquatic center and a couple of different parks, so it's a beautiful place for a meeting town.
Yep, so leaving Albia, full stomach. This will be the longest stretch of the day at 14.8 miles, 429 feet of climb. Max grade is 4.8%. We're still figuring out how we get in and we get it out of Eddyville, but we'll have that plan here shortly.
Yeah, it'll be our first time in Eddyville.
Ah.
Yeah. And Ragbri's sponsor, Big Grove, has a popular beer called Easy Eddie. So I think that'd be a great place for a beverage. And Easy Eddie in Eddyville.
That's right. So leaving Eddyville, 10.2 miles, max grade of 549%, feet, max grade of 5.8%, and we will arrive in Chillicothe. I've heard that's how you pronounce it. Some say Chillicothe, but I've told by the locals it's Chillicothe. So
okay.
If I'm wrong, I apologize.
No, I think we're great. And the name means principal place, as in it is the number one place. And I think it'll be a great stop before we get to Ottumwa.
Yeah, so 338 feet of climb that day, 9.5-mile stretch, 6.3% of the max grade to get us into Ottumwa. So the overall day is 62.9 miles and an average distance of 10.5 miles between towns. So a pretty easy gap between those towns.
As you're looking for Ottumwa on social media, be sure that you are looking for Ottumwa Ragbri 2024. They have a defunct page that you don't want to check out. So just word to the wise. Their theme is City on the Hill. And I think that might be a hint for you riders.
I also, I don't know if they still claim this fame, but in 1982, they became the video game capital of the world.
Wow, did not know that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I know. I mean, if I could find a like Mrs. Pac-Man game while we're there, I could show them a thing or two.
Dr. Mario is my jam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. That. Yep. They're also home to Corporal Radar O'Reilly from the MASH television show, which is probably the first fact that anyone ever tells me about Ottumwa, so I have to say it. And they also have an Amtrak station, and they're home to the Indian Hills Community College. And then off we go on Friday, July 26th. We have a long day that day.
Day six. We are back up to, in the 80s, 84.8 miles, 3,160 feet of climb. And I believe you can keep on riding and get a century ride this day.
Yeah, century loop. So we'll support Karis and what he's done for us and for our riders and honor him. I built the century loop later in the day. So if you, by the time you get to one of the last couple towns, if you're still feeling great, we'll give you a loop so you can get the 100 miles in. And right now, we're at 100.4 miles. So if you ride the route and stick to it, you're going to be right at that. So I've learned if it's 99 miles, people lose their minds because they have to go find miles. And I've learned if it's 101 miles, they lose their minds because it's too much. So right now we are at 100.4.
Well, right on the dime.
Okay. I mean, well, depending on where you end up in town. So you may still be losing your mind.
Yeah, you still
may
be losing your mind.
Besides being Karis Loop Day, it is our day to honor Mr. Porkchop Jr., who just recently passed away. So it'll be just a nice time to remember someone who has meant a lot to a lot of Ragby riders.
For sure, yeah.
So up early this day, because you do have a longer day, we'll leave Ottumwa early in the morning, 8 mile stretch into Agency, 512 miles, max grade is 5.9%.
And Agency's motto is a great place to live, and I'm going to add also a great place to have breakfast.
That's right.
So, yeah.
So leaving Agency, 9.5 mile stretch, 230 feet of climb, max grade is 2.3% into Eldon.
The world famous Eldon.
And it is world famous because it is the home or the site of the American Gothic House. And hopefully there's nobody out there that does not know what the American Gothic is.
It's a very famous painting. Google it. But yeah, it's a home to the house, and they're going to have photo ops galore for you there.
Yeah, so leaving Eldon, a very easy stretch, 4.9 miles, 45 feet of climb.
Whoa.
Max grade is 0.8, so a very, very flat little stretch.
Why does it have to be such a short mile?
Yes, that's right. We want more. But yeah, it'll take you into Selma.
When we head into Selma, it'll be our first time visiting there.
Oh, nice.
They're unincorporated, but they're still worth talking about, so we'll be stopping in Selma for the first time.
That's right. Leaving Selma, 11.7 mile stretch, 570 feet of climb, max grades 4.8 into Libertyville.
And Libertyville was home to Thomas Jefferson Majors, who is a former U.S. representative from Nebraska. So don't be fooled. It's not that Thomas Jefferson. It's the other guy.
Yep. So leaving Libertyville, we have 7 miles to get us into our meeting town, Fairfield, 253 feet of climb. Max grade in this section will be 6.2%.
And I don't know if AP really talks openly about favorite communities, but I have a feeling that Fairfield is in your top.
I think I heard it 5 times in the car as we were leaving.
She's a big fan of Fairfield.
I just love Fairfield. They're so welcoming. They have a cool town square. They always have a funky theme. They just got that enthusiasm.
Yeah, she gets all her tats in Fairfield.
I wasn't going to try to shout him out, but I do get my tattoos in Fairfield.
That's awesome.
And if you go way back in history, the first and second Iowa State Fair were held in Fairfield.
So leaving Fairfield, this will be the longest stretch of the day at 12.2 miles, 546 feet of climb. Max grade is 4.2% into Pleasant Plain. Yeah, a town that I believe is new too, hosting this year for us.
And Pleasant Plain is kind of unique in that they were founded as a Quaker meeting location for the Quakers.
All right, leaving Pleasant Plain, pretty easy section of 3.8 miles, so you're going to get on your bike and get off your bike very fast. 111 feet of climb, max grade is 2.1% into Brighton. And for all those that are listening, we do know there's a construction project that they're working on getting done, so we do have a backup plan. For some reason, you know, we can't make that work, but those crews are out there busting their butts trying to get it done for you.
Brighton was home to Ellen Smith Tupper and American apiarist and first female editor of an entomological journal. So there's a lot of bugs.
So say, a bug said a lot of words I didn't know what they meant. So yeah. I'm glad you explained that.
Bees and bugs.
Bees the bugs in Brighton.
Yep.
Oh, very good. Leaving Brighton, 9 mile stretch, 317 feet of climb. Max grade is 4.5%. We'll stop in Wayland.
And my favorite fun fact about Wayland, Iowa, is that it's hometown to my former coworker, Mariah Jepson. So shout out to Wayland. Yay. She's always really pumped when she sees people from Wayland because it's a small town in Iowa that's not always talked about. So I like that.
Leaving Wayland, 7.1 miles, 258 feet of climb. Max grade is 3.1%. Trenton.
And Trenton, I believe, is an unincorporated town. But of course, they will still have things set up for us.
I think they have two churches, an old school gas station. Yeah, really cool little community.
And from there, we'll head on into Mount Pleasant.
Yeah. So from Trenton to Mount Pleasant, 11.6 miles, 418 feet of climb, max grade of 4.8%. So this overall day is 84.8 miles, 3,160 feet of climb with an average distance between towns, 8.5 miles. So it'll be a lot of towns chunked in there. So we have nine towns this day that you'll have to visit. Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Mount Pleasant. That's where we're recording right this very minute. Their theme is make yourself at home. And that is exactly what we have done.
Oh, yay. Yeah. And the Midwest Old Threshers reunion takes place in Mount Pleasant. Over 100,000 people attend this event each year. So I'm pretty sure that they are going to be well planned for us to come visit.
Yeah, it's our second Amtrak station town route as well, because we had Ottumwa and now we have Mount Pleasant. So that's kind of cool. But you better stay and ride for the ride, because it's going to be much more fun than taking a train somewhere. We headed out of Mount Pleasant for our last day of RAGBRAI 51. And the theme for this day is Mississippi River Tire Dip.
That's right. Yay. So, you know, listening to riders, we wanted to have a shorter last day. You know, it helps them out. It helps, you know, the charters out, and, you know, it helps the families that are trying to pick these riders up, that they're not waiting all day for their rider to show up. You know, it helps our team out, because, you know, our week's coming to an end. We have to return back to reality. So this day is 46.4 miles, a little over 1,000 feet to climb. So a flatter day. We will leave Mount Pleasant and we have a long stretch. So this is one of the longest stretches of the entire week at 23.5 miles. Mm. So, you know, get a good night's sleep, you know, in Mount Pleasant, be ready to go for that long stretch right out of the gate. So 528 feet to climb, 2.2% max grade, so a flat stretch, taking us into Mediapolis.
I need to back up here a second. Like, yeah. Are you really thinking that we're going to get a good night's sleep?
Probably not.
At this point, probably, I mean, not. We are 6 days in. We now live and breathe camping and biking and eating and drinking and repeat.
I want you to get a good night's sleep, because it will be a longer first stretch. Obviously, I'm sure there'll be vendor support on the roads, but, you know, having a 23.5 mile stretch is not ideal, you know, for me as the director trying to, you know, take care of our riders, but it will be a longer stretch, but Mediapolis will be waiting for you.
And they have not announced their theme yet, but it is going to be a awesome theme. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be ready for you. They last hosted in the year 2000, so they have had 24 years to get hyped
and plan.
Yeah, so they'll be ready for you. They're going to have some fantastic breakfast options for you. Just believe me, we'll talk about them later.
And home to one of my very good friends, Eric Allen. I hope his parents still live there and that they will be number one volunteers for Mediapolis.
Very good.
You want to just use their toilet. You can just say it. By that point, anything but a Kaibo.
I know. I don't know if Eric listens to his podcast, but I'm going to make him.
That's right. So with this short distance day, we only have two, you know, basically one town that we'll pass through and one is unincorporated. So leaving Mediapolis, a 9.2 mile stretch into Kingston. There's not a whole lot there, but we'll try to have some vendor support, you know, for the riders that do roll through. But 146 feet of climb, max grade is 3.6%. And like I said, it's 9.2 miles into Kingston.
Yeah, and Kingston is home to the Oneota site, which is an ancient prehistoric culture that was there. So a lot of history there. Speaking of history, the last time we were there was also 2000.
Aha.
Yeah, so leaving Kingston, 395 feet of climb, max grade is 6.8%. And that's really because you climb the famous Snake Alley, so you get all that right away. But 13.7 miles to end your day of, you know, 46.4 miles. Because of that long stretch out of the gate, this will be the, you know, the most, you know, mileage between town at 15.5 average. But yeah, you'll turn a corner and this big bridge will smack you in the face and you know that you've made it.
Burlington is home to the famous Snake Alley, which is they claim, the crookedest street in the world.
Yeah, it's very cool. We've done a lot of shots around it. We got to drive up it, and driving up it in a truck is work, you know, to navigate that. But you know, it's really, really cool. You know, the way they have the bricks angled, it truly makes it challenging for riders to ride up it. So one last big hill, and then you can dip your tires in the river.
And their theme is dip it good. So it's a Devo theme.
And back to that Snake Alley, that road was designed back in 1894.
Wow.
Which I assume in 1894, they didn't have big old pickup trucks to, you know, cruise through those corners. So
yeah, and I think what I heard was because of the horses and the buggies, they couldn't get up the side streets, so they needed a way to be able to get up. So they created this windy road with bricks that were angled at a certain way that would catch the hoof to get them up. So someone local told me that, but if it's wrong, he lied to me then.
I believe you.
And then AP, you may or may not already know this, but Burlington also has a fire department museum.
I know, and I can't wait to go. So, well, thanks to everyone for listening to our rundown of the RAGBRAI 51 overnight pass-through and meeting towns.
Yeah, so, you know, looking at the overall week, you know, 434 miles, 18,375 feet of climb. I've been told there's a lot more going down than there is going up, which is fantastic to hear that. So that is a positive note. But, you know, at the end of the day, you have to train. You have to, you know, get miles on your bike. You can't just show up and think that this is going to be an easy roll this year, because it will not be. You know, if you're looking for that, do day two. It's a shorter day. The elevation is not terrible, but just know that every day is going to challenge you. But, you know, as Murphy AP said earlier on, like, some of these views are amazing. You know, you get to the top of this hill, and, you know, as a rider, your heart's gonna be, you know, getting ready to pop out of your chest, but then you can look all around, you can see forever, and by then it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be very colorful with all the crops growing and all the colors in the trees. But this will be a challenging route, a lot of fun swooping downhills that will, you know, be able to allow you to catch your breath. But if you decide that you're not going to bring the best version of yourself to Iowa in July, you're going to be cursing my name a lot.
Yeah, I think it's really, really important to train for this ride, both in hill climbing and in your manners for riding in a large group of people. Make sure you're calling out your intentions of how you're going to ride. If you're slower, make sure you're riding on the right side of the road. And just, you're being polite and, like I said, calling out your intentions, because on these hills, on these climbs, you're going to be tired. It's maybe going to be busy, and you just have to be a little bit more careful than usual.
And I think, you know, one of the best ride right rules to think about is you always want to keep slower traffic to the right. So if you're significantly slowing down on a hill, you need to, you know, make sure you're aware of your surroundings. You don't want to be on the very far left side of the road and be walking or super slow, because you're going to really cause a bottleneck.
Yeah, and I think, you know, to kind of piggyback on that too, talking and saying rider off. So if you're getting to a point where you can't, like, you're slowing way down too fast and you're not going to be able to do it, you might have to walk a section. Make sure you're communicating around you, because if you just decide to just jump off your bike, you have no idea who's riding the wheel behind you, and they're stopping with you now because they just ran into the back of you. So communication's a big thing, but, you know, like I said earlier, and I'll say it again, you got to train.
Yep.
You train, and you're going to enjoy every moment of this ride. By day five, you're going to be enjoying it, because you're going to start having strong legs, because you're going to need them. So
yeah.
I look forward to seeing everybody on route. We'll cover more about gravel later on, because there's some cool gravel sections we want to talk about. But yeah, 18,375 feet is no joke.
Well, and I think the best part is, you know, we're talking about it multiple times. You're going to be training. You need to train. When you get to RAGBRAI, you're going to be really proud of yourself that you have trained. And the nice thing about Iowa is that most of this elevation happens in the form of, if there's an uphill, then there's a downhill, which us locals call them rollers. But that's the nice thing, is that you might be suffering, you know, your legs might be burning, but you get to the top of that hill, and I would say 9 times out of 10, you have a downhill that you can coast down. And, you know, the nice thing about being on a bike is you can announce that you're going to stop, you can pull over, and you can take a breather, take some photographs. Yeah, this is not a race.
So this was our first recap of all of the towns of RAGBRAI 51. Keep an eye out, or an ear out, as we will talk about them a little bit more in the coming weeks and months. expect the first full week of June, Murph and I will be reporting quote unquote live every day from the route inspection pre-ride. Yes. And we'll tell you just how hard those hills really are. And from there, we will be bringing back our popular coffee shops podcast, which we have been setting up different interviews as we travel along the state this week.
Yes.
So a little bit more on that, a little bit more coffee to be drank, a little bit more beans to be roasted on that, but it's coming soon. And then we'll also bring back our popular overnight town interview episode. Or episodes, depending on how long we talk.
Mm-hmm.
So keep an ear out for those. And we can't wait to talk about Rag by 51 a little bit more.
Well, thank you so much, Matt, for taking the time to do this deep dive. We appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks for tuning in to the Just Go Bike podcast. Murph and AP will be back next week. In the meantime, check us out on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and X, formerly known as Twitter. And if you would like to contact Murph and AP with a comment about the podcast, or maybe you have a topic in mind, email them at justgobikepodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, especially if you're a fan. Until next time,
just go bike!
Theme song by Ryan Steer, logo by Suzanne Milosevic, produced by Kathy Murphy, social media by Andrea Parrott, intro by Pumpkin. Until next time, just go bike.